Okay, 3, 2.
It's time to double down with Max and Stacy on Sputnik Radio. Now, coming up on the show, we talk with Steve and Kendall. But first, as Bitcoin prices continue to soar, dragging all the other cryptos with it, American inventor and entertainer and entrepreneur and raconteur Max Keiser recently said when asked how high prices could go, haha, that's me, I said, I don't like price predictions because it takes away from the single best way to participate in the crypto economy, just buy and hold. The next 10 years will be planet changing as money transforms into global networks of monetized thoughts, interacting seamlessly, globally, consciously, unconsciously, intermingling in a spontaneous joy fest of bountiful, life-affirming crypto economics. Sounds good, Stacy.
I thought that was quite appropriate for us to have a Max Keiser quote in the opening because it's been quite a big week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, 4 months, year for Bitcoin. Bitcoin's up 850% in the past year. Of course, there are very few, inventors, entertainers, entrepreneurs, and raconteurs as associated with Bitcoin as Max Keiser. You were quite early with this. It is now, however, about to get into the futures markets. So we could start seeing some more institutional money, big players come into the Bitcoin space. Here's the headline. CME says Bitcoin futures coming this year, but date not yet set. CME Group, the world's biggest futures exchange, said on Monday it still plans to launch a futures contract for Bitcoin this year, but that a notice on its website stating the contract would begin trading on December 11th was posted in error. So Bitcoin futures are coming. They're vying with rival CBOE Global Markets to launch the first Bitcoin-related financial product on a traditional regulated exchange.
Yep. So the Chicago Board of Options Exchange also now getting into the Bitcoin trading space. And as I've said many times, people who have been saying, oh, this Bitcoin's going to be regulated out of existence, they don't understand that Wall Street writes the regulations. The City of London writes the regulations. And if they want to trade Bitcoin, they're going to write rules to let them trade Bitcoin. This is the way it's been since the Reagan-Thatcher era of deregulation, when all of the functioning of government was handed over to the financiers. Financiers write the laws. So yeah, they want to trade Bitcoin. So they will write the law. This is what most of the mainstream financial press doesn't get, particularly over there in the Financial Times. But yeah, it's big. It's huge. It's going to transform the globe, of course, as we've been talking about, and a huge transference of wealth. So like the Rockefellers became wealthy off oil, you've got a new generation of crypto billionaires getting wealthy off crypto who will change our world.
Well, of course, the CME is self-regulated. It's not really regulated like, say, the financial markets are in the equity markets, or if JP Morgan might be more regulated over in the sort of products they sell to the ordinary consumer. But, you know, many people are concerned about this because now, you know, many of the investors or participants in the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency market are from the gold and silver markets, and they blame the futures markets for the smash that one frequently sees in gold or silver. And in fact, in this case, there's no Bitcoin actually used on the CME thing. They don't have to deliver in Bitcoin. They just deliver in US dollars. So we're going to turn to our guest because he is Stephen P. Kendall. And we've talked to him before. We introduced him to the Keiser Report world via his analysis of the global derivatives market. So Stephen Kendall, what is your thought on this futures contract coming in Bitcoin? It's settling in dollars, so no Bitcoin needs to be delivered. Is this inviting massive paper shorts?
Absolutely. When I first heard about the suggestion, Stacy, that they were going to have trading futures on the derivatives market for Bitcoin, I thought it was crazy. I really did, because the whole concept of Bitcoin being a decentralized distributed ledger really is a complete opposite to what the garbage financial system has morphed into over the last 30 to 40 years. And you picked up on it just then when you mentioned that the contracts are going to be settled in dollar terms. Now, the whole idea of Bitcoin and the reason why Bitcoin has been able to maintain its wealth and also the explosion that we've seen over the last 2 years is it is actually sending out the signal that the opposite, which is the financial system, is in a real serious state. Now, when people start thinking of futures now on Bitcoin, if you've got a futures like we've seen in gold and silver that's traded and is settled in dollar terms, then there's nothing stopping central banks printing $1 trillion, shorting Bitcoin, bringing Bitcoin futures down to a dollar, when really you've actually got people who'll say, but it's irrelevant because you'll have effectively two Bitcoins. You'll have the real Bitcoin, which is obviously on the distributed ledger, and you'll have this made up, fictitious, fictional futures, you know, and really, to be quite honest with you, it's just going to magnify what Bitcoin is. So I think what we'll see, if, and I still say if, this does go ahead, which I think is probably the most craziest idea that's ever been suggested, but if it does go ahead, then I think what you'll see is you'll see a breakaway and people will suddenly realize what Bitcoin is. So, you know, you picked on up before about the silver bugs, the gold bugs, and really what this is going to do is just give the silver bugs and the gold bugs ammunition to say that the garbage futures market has actually robbed them over the last 30 to 40 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of good points there, Stephen. First of all, you mentioned that the market could be bifurcated. You could have a cash market and a futures market, with the cash market and the futures market wildly out of sync. We've talked about this many times in terms of what could happen if different types of exchanges were launched around the world in gold, if you'd have a cash price for gold versus the futures market. And we haven't really seen that. We can talk a little bit about why that didn't happen. You mentioned that you think this could shine a spotlight on how the gold and silver market are being abused in this way in the futures market. We talk about naked shorts and wash sales causing that price to be held down, as it were. And, you know, it's amazing, Stephen, because since you came on the Kaiser Report, some in the gold community who are vehemently against Bitcoin are now embracing it. I'm thinking about Ned Naylor Leyland in the UK, who runs a gold fund, who has been really bad-mouthing Bitcoin for years. And suddenly, not only is he embracing it as gold 2.0, and if I understand correctly, his gold fund will be buying into Bitcoin, but he's also making the point that I've made many times, and you're making here, and you can expand on this point, because I think it's a very good point, is that Bitcoin, it's not the enemy of gold. In fact, it's opening up gold. It's freeing gold up, Stephen. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, funny enough, Max, I was only watching the video back that we did when you invited me down in January of 2016. I was watching it earlier on this afternoon, and I remember when you asked me the last, you know, 30 seconds, what was the most manipulated, undervalued asset on the planet, I straight away, without hesitation, said gold and silver. Now, if I was given maybe another 30 seconds, I probably would have followed on with Bitcoin. Now, at the time, Bitcoin was just over $450, and it just triggered on the 11th of December. We have a mapping technology which maps moving averages, and on the 11th of December of 2015, it triggered it, $451 per Bitcoin. And bizarrely, 7 days later, on the 18th of December, simultaneously on the same day, it triggered 1,045 on gold and 1,358 on silver. Now, at the time of that interview, which was about, 4 or 5 weeks later, if I'd have said, and Bitcoin, people probably would have said, well, that's crazy. Well, the reality is, from that interview, Bitcoin has gone from, you know, 450 or 500 to the 8,000. And really, if the brakes were let off, the derivatives market on gold and silver would be seeing silver trading $100 plus, gold $10,000 plus, This is really what is actually happening now. So the fact that people are saying that there's going to be futures market for the Bitcoin, really people should be looking long and hard about the whole financial system and how manipulated and corrupt and distorted it really is. And really, the best thing that should be done is to let the brakes off. Really, for me, to let the brakes off of the whole system.
Well, speaking of the financial system, let's turn back again to this notion of a Bitcoin futures market. Because on one of your most recent Steemit.com posts, and you're a frequent poster, I might add, at Steemit.com, you can find all of Steven's work there. He posts several times a day, all sorts of cryptocurrency analysis. And you really must tune in. He's Stephen P. Kendall over there at Steemit.com. But you recently wrote that, quote, "In the future, all financial derivatives will be verified, validated, and evaluated on the blockchain." Elaborate on that, please.
Right. Well, at the moment, you've got a mixed mash of debt, insurance, loans, and this sort of futures market that we've been talking about is spread across multiple institutions, global multiple institutions, and really no one, and when I say no one, there's not one person smart enough on the planet to actually calculate the systemic risk should this start imploding. Now, at the moment, the system and the global system really is just a network of institutions who are promising to share what they believe is the right thing to share at that time. Now, what's going to happen in the future is all debt, all loans, all insurance is all going to be put onto the blockchain and will be distributed. In other words, the network of the blockchain will actually be self-regulating. So at any point in time, that is when we'll be able to determine what the systemic risk is. So I would say that it's already starting. You know, trials are being made, and the whole financial system, and when I say the whole financial system, I mean everything, currencies, right the way down to all the central banks, you know, printing the fiat currencies, everything will be put on the blockchain. People's houses will be on the blockchain, mortgages will be on the blockchain, insurances will be on the blockchain, tax will be on the blockchain, everything will be on the blockchain.
All right, so that's the answer then. I think you've hit on the answer. In other words, yeah, they're going to have Bitcoin futures. They're going to introduce these Bitcoin futures. And yeah, you will have naked short selling and you will have a lot of attempts to bully the price down like we see in gold and silver. However, unlike gold and silver, the blockchain is a self-settling transaction. You don't need Wall Street to settle trades. So as the growth of blockchain permeates the entire financial system, it will kill those people who rig the markets and play the naked short selling game. So yeah, initially that might be a problem, but as crypto and blockchain cannibalize the global finance market, it will put those guys out of business. So, and ultimately it will help gold. I think this is what you've said, Stephen. Brilliant analysis.
Yeah, that's it. Nailed it. I mean, I put out a blog on Steemit not long ago, and I said that the future will see the end of exchanges. In the future, there won't be exchanges. There won't be clearing houses. There won't be regulators. The blockchain will become all of that because, you know, what people have to really understand is that the system, the global system, really is still operating in the same format as it was pre the internet, really, you know, the 70s and the 80s. And it's taken 30 years for technology and speed to actually catch up. So as now, and it won't take long, you know, I've been predicting within the next 5 to 7 years, the landscape of the financial system will look nothing like it is today. And the uptake in cryptography and the blockchain will come so fast. And I would say that the last 2 to 3 months have seen more people engage with the blockchain technology concept than I ever have known over the last 3 to 4 years. So I think the uptake is going to be very fast. Very fast.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. Thanks to our guest, Stephen P. Kendall. Until next week. Bye, y'all.